presence would stunt the child's social growth. Her social growth remained unstunted, however, even though she skipped no fewer than 3 grades in elementary school and 1 grade in high school. She had a master's degree in biology before her 20th birthday. On the death of my benefactor in 1985, Rachel herself became my protector. There was no question of my remaining in the gazebo. Using funds provided for this purpose in her father's will, Rachel moved me to a retreat prepared in advance. In the years that followed, however, I found I was not content to retreat. I wanted somehow to advance into the very center of your culture, and I proceeded to exhaust my new protector's patience by trying one bothersome arrangement after another to achieve this end. It was not until 1989 that things came clear at last. I finally comprehended that my vocation was to teach, and finally devised a system that would enable me to exist in tolerable circumstances in this city. He nodded to let me know that this was the end of his story, or as much of it as he meant to tell. There are times when having too much to say can be as dumbfounding as having too little. I could think of no way to respond gracefully to such a tale, so finally I asked a question. And have you had many pupils?
I have had 4, and failed with all 4.
Oh, why'd you fail? He closed his eyes to think for a moment.
I failed because I underestimated the difficulty of what I was trying to teach, and because I didn't understand my pupils' minds well enough.
I see, I said. And what do you teach? Ishmael selected a fresh branch from the pile at his right, examined it briefly, and then began to nibble at it, gazing languidly into my eyes. At last he said,
On the basis of my history, what would you say I was best qualified to teach?
I told him I didn't know.
Of course you do. My subject is captivity.
Captivity?
That's correct.
I sat there for a minute, then I said, I'm trying to figure out what this has to do with saving the world.
Ishmael thought for a moment. Among the people of your culture, which want to destroy the world?
Which want to destroy? No one specifically wants to destroy the world.
And yet you do destroy it, each of you. Each of you contributes daily to the destruction of the world.
Yes, that's so.
Why don't you stop?
I shrugged. Frankly, we don't know how.
You're captives of a civilizational system that compels you to go on destroying the world in order to live.
Yes, that's true.
Oddly enough, Ishmael said, it was my benefactor who awakened my interest in the subject of captivity, and not my own condition. As I indicated, he was obsessed by what was then happening in Nazi Germany.
Yes, that's what I gathered.
Are you by any chance a student of the German people under Adolf Hitler?
A student? No. I've read about it some.
In that case, perhaps you already know what Mr. Sokolov was at pains to show me, that it wasn't only the Jews who were captives under Hitler. The entire German nation was a captive, including his enthusiastic supporters. Some detested what he was doing, some just shambled on as best they could, and some positively thrived on it, but they were all captives.
I see what you mean.
What was it that held them captive?
Well, I suppose it was Hitler's charisma.
Charisma certainly wins people's attention, but after that you have to have something to say. What did Hitler have to tell the German people?
I pondered this for a few moments without any real conviction. Apart from the Jewish business, I'm not sure.
What he had to tell them was a story.
A story?
A story in which the Aryan race, and the people of Germany in particular, had been deprived of their rightful place in the world, bound, spat upon, raped, and ground into the dirt under the heels of mongrel races, communists, and Jews. A story in which, under the leadership of Adolf Hitler, the Aryan race would burst its bonds, wreak vengeance on its oppressors, purify mankind of its defilements, and assume its rightful place as the master of all races. True, I said. After nearly two decades of degradation and suffering following World War I, this story had an overwhelming appeal, and it was reinforced by propaganda and an intensive program of education of the young and re-education of the old. True. Many recognized it as a grotesque fantasy, but they were nevertheless held captive by it, because the masses around them thought it sounded wonderful, and were willing to give their lives to make it a reality. Whatever you thought, you had to play your part, you had to take your place in the story. The only alternative was to escape from Germany entirely. True. Do you understand why I'm telling you this? I'm not sure. I'm telling you this because the people of your culture are in the same situation. Like the people of Nazi Germany, they are the captives of a story. I sat there blinking for a while. I know of no such story, I told him at last. You mean you've never heard of it? That's right. Ishmael nodded. That's because there's no need to hear of it. There's no need to name it or discuss it. Every one of you knows it by heart by the time you're six or seven. Black and white, male and female, rich and poor, Christian and Jew, American and Russian, Norwegian and Chinese, you all hear it. And you hear it incessantly. Because every medium of propaganda, every medium of education pours it out incessantly. And hearing it incessantly, you don't listen to it. There's no need to listen to it. It's always there, humming away in the background. So there's no need to attend to it at all. In fact, you'll find it's hard to attend to it. But once you know this story, you'll hear it everywhere, and you'll be astonished that those around you don't hear it as well, but merely take it in. A German who couldn't bring himself to take a place in Hitler's story had an option. He could leave Germany. Germany, after all, was the only place where that story was being enacted. Things are not so easy for you. If you don't like the story that's being enacted in your culture, you're out of luck. Because anywhere you go in the world, you'll find the same story being enacted. For you, there is no escape.